Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour or 20 minutes when we go long on the morning show that we take out for your prayer. But we always have time for your prayer. Don't worry. We'll get all our prayer requests in. So send those requests to us right now. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And let us know how we can help you. Let us know how we can pray for you, lift you up before the Lord, what the needs you have, that we can share that burden with you, bear that burden together, whatever it may be. Or maybe you're praising God for something. Maybe you're celebrating something that God has done in your life. Well, we want to celebrate that with you as well. Whatever it may be, 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Let us know what that is, and we will pray with you on the prayer clock. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't have to worry about that. We just want to lift you up before the Lord. Lord, we do thank you for this day. Thank you for this opportunity we have to come together to lift each other up, to encourage one another, to bear one another's burdens by praying for each other. Lord, and as we pray for one another, as we lift each other up, we pray that we will, each person who's prayed for today will receive that encouragement, that hope, that joy that can only come from you. Lord, as they see and experience you working in their lives in mighty and powerful ways to do good and great things in them and for them. Lord, we pray that you would help us, strengthen us, encourage us through that. And encourage them, Lord, that we might give glory to your name, that you might be exalted in our lives and exalted in all the earth. And we pray this in your holy and precious name. Amen. And before we get into our prayer requests, we do like to get into the Word of God, always to get our day started right, our focus on you and our focus on the Lord. So we're ready for prayer. Our hearts are prepared for prayer. And we're going to do a story out of Mark chapter 11, verse 15. And a famous story, probably a well-known story to many of you. We're told that on reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple area and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And he taught them. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it a den of robbers'?" And the chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, for they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. So we have this famous story. It's not really a story of Jesus losing his temper. I don't think we can say that, because to say that is to say he didn't know what he was doing or his emotions got the better of him. And that's not at all the case. This is very purposeful what he did here. But he does show anger. Jesus doesn't show a lot of anger in the Bible. He's not an angry person. But there are times when he gets very stern and upset. But those times always come when either the Father is being denigrated in some way, or the house, the Lord's house, is being denigrated in some way. Jesus never got angry when people insulted him. That never concerned him. He never got worked up about that. When people insulted him, said bad things about him, he might at certain times kind of defend himself. But for a lot of it, he just, you know, ruffled a duck's back. Didn't care. Said, you know, say what you want about me. It doesn't matter. But when people started insulting the Father, he would get upset. And when they corrupted the temple, God's house, he got upset. The only times he really got upset and angry were in the times when the Lord, when the Father and the house were being, you know, violated in some way. Because he wasn't worried about defending his own reputation or defending himself. He was concerned with defending the honor of the Father and the honor of his house. And so we see this story here where Jesus shows up in Jerusalem, and you have these vendors. What happens is pilgrims will show up in Jerusalem, and they need to make sacrifices. Well, they couldn't always bring the animals that they would need to make sacrifices, so they would have to buy these animals there to meet the ritual requirements for sacrifice. And so they would offer to sell these doves and stuff at, you know, high prices. You know, they're overcharging because they have a captive market. You need this stuff. And so they're gouging a little bit. I think it's fair to say these were not fair prices that they were charging. And so you have the vendors who are selling the pigeons and the animals needed for a sacrifice. And you also have the money changers, because you would have to change your money into, you know, the local currency, because you had to pay a temple tax. And according to the Mishnah, one of the writings, they needed Tyrian currency for some of the offerings. So there's specific kind of currencies they had to have. They had to pay the temple tax and specific currency. They had to pay some of the sacrifices in it, or offerings had to be made in a certain currency. And so you'd have to come and exchange your money for their money. Well, again, they're robbing people with the exchange rate. They're not giving them a fair rate. Like, for example, if you're going to travel overseas today, and let's say you're going to England, right? And you want to convert to the British pound. I guess they're on the EU or whatever. But back in the day when they were on the pound, you go to the bank and they tell you what the exchange rate is, you know? So $1 worth 2 pounds, right? So you give a dollar, you get 2 pounds back, whatever. So they would be exchanging it, but they wouldn't give the fair rates. They may say, well, $1 worth 2 pounds, but they're charging them, $1 will get you 75 cents in pounds. You know, they're robbing them. So Jesus shows up, and here's the problem. These people are coming to offer sacrifice. They're coming to do what they're supposed to be doing, what they've been commanded by the law to do, to be obedient to the Lord, to offer sacrifices for all kinds of things, whether it be for sin, thanksgiving, or all kinds of sacrifices that you could offer. Praise sacrifices, sacrifices of atonement, all kinds of things that need to be done. And so these people are coming. They may travel a long way to get to the temple to make their sacrifices, to do honor to the Lord. And they get there, and here are these people trying to gouge them and sting them and take advantage of them for trying to be obedient to God. Also as a barrier. I mean, some people might not have been able to afford to do these things because of the cost and the price. And so here Jesus looks around and says, here are my people coming to me. This is what Jesus longed for. Remember when Jesus was weeping outside the city of Jerusalem and he said, how I long to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks, but you would not come to me. And he's weeping outside the city because the people wouldn't come to him and wouldn't believe him and weren't responding to his message. It broke his heart. So here he shows up at the temple and here are people who are coming to the Lord, who are coming to honor God, who are coming to be obedient, who are seeking to follow the Lord. And what are they met by? Opportunists, thieves, who are taking that sacred obligation, that sacred duty, that sacred obedience, and polluting it and exploiting it and using it for their own gain. And he's furious. And so he turns over the tables. He kicks them all out. He refuses to let anyone buy or sell. He says, you will not turn my father's house into a house of robbers, a den of thieves. This is not what this house is for you to come and profit off the obedience and the righteousness of others, to make a buck off of them. And he tells us what the purpose of his house is. It is to be a house of prayer for all nations. And you think about, what is prayer? Prayer is communing with God. Prayer is entering into that relationship with God where we're talking with him and opening our lives to him and communing with him in a real and an intimate way. He says, this is where people come to meet God. They're coming to be with God. This is God's desire. Read Revelation 21:3. What does it tell us? Where God cries out, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he shall be their God, and they shall be his people. I mean, that's what God desires. That's the whole Bible's leading up to that point and to that purpose, when God can declare this truth. Finally, at last, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will be their God, and they will be his people. This is what God desires, for us to be with him and be in relationship with him. And right now, the temples, in that time, the temple was the place they could do that the most, because that's where God's presence was and his spirit was in the Holy of Holies. And they were coming to be with him and to pray with him and to be in communion with him and to be in relationship with him. Everything that God desires, his people coming to him. And here they were putting up obstacles, corrupting it, profiting off it. And Jesus cast them out. That's how much God wants us to be in relationship. It wasn't just that they were polluting his house, although they were doing that, but they were preventing his people from coming to him. They were putting barriers and making it hard and putting burdens upon them and preventing what God most desires, for his people to come to him. God is going to work, and I would even say work ruthlessly, if that's the proper word, to remove those barriers between us and him. He will move heaven and earth to remove those barriers. He gave his son to die on a cross to remove those barriers so that we could be in relationship with him. This is how much God desires it. And he's going to remove those barriers in your life. You know, we all have money changers in our own lives, right? Things, little things in our life that are a barrier to our relationship with God, that hinder that relationship. And just as Jesus went into the temple to kick out all those money changers and vendors who are serving as a barrier to the people, God's going to come and he's going to overturn those tables in our lives as well, to remove those barriers so that we can indeed be in relationship with him, so that we can know him. He wants us to be that. It's his heart's desire, and he'll do all he can to make that happen. So as God's turning some tables over in your life, it's not because he's angry with you, but it's because he desires to be with you. And he's going to remove those barriers so you can be with him. Thanks so much for tuning in. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. This has been The Prayer Closet. God bless everybody. Have a great day.